Zartasia stood in front of the window, her arms folded into her white sleeves. Her feathered wings moved restlessly and filled the Oslaney's small observation deck with a faint rustling sound.
"Do you not wish you were out there, Commander?" she asked. "With your soldiers. Surely you hunger."
Zartasia could see his reflection in the smoothly curved glass. The oil-slick, black nanite armor curled up from his skin, rippling in the ship's recycled air like smoke and momentarily obscuring his shape. A moment later, the swarm of microscopic machines settled once more onto Dozo's knotted, hugely muscular body. The devourer bared his wide mouthful of sharp white teeth.
"My soldiers will bring the best of the kill to me when it's done," the alien commander rasped. "They know better than to lie to me."
That wasn't really his voice, Zartasia knew. Dozo's own voice was that deep growl, almost outside hearing, that sounded like the rumble of thunder. The snapping, grating voice was the Devourer's nanite swarm computer translating his words.
"Why not take it for yourself?" she asked.
"I trust my people, Arad. I don't trust you."
Zartasia shrugged at his reflection. She didn't trust Dozo and his Devourers either. Zartasia returned her attention to the scene outside. She had to squint to see much of anything. The Oslaney maintained a safe distance from the silvery, oblong enormity of Koji Far Orbit Station 144. Another gout of searing, blinding white flame flashed from one side of the station's large airlocks. The huge fiber-steel door folded across the middle like a discarded Mycalar wrapper, crumpled, and then vanished, yanked inside by an unseen force. Unseen, but not unknown. Dozo had dispatched 7 devourers to take the station run unprotected by over 1,000 Alliance personnel.